Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Alright, welcome mga katunay. We've got an awesome guest today. She is, as far as I know, the first female competitor from the Philippines. And I think we've only had two, no? See, Aris was the first one. And then I think you're the second, tama, to join BMW GS Trophy Challenge, Miss Cindy Burdett.
Hello.
Thanks for being on the show, Cindy. Honestly, we met Cindy during our crazy bike night, which was basically just Jolly and two idiots in the background. Iniwan namin. And I was like, hey, who's this cool girl? I mean, she seems super nice and she knew Buck. And I was like, let's get her on the show. And then I find out later, Buck tells, oh, siya yung ano, sa BMW GS Trophy. I'm like, what? I had no idea. So thank you for being on the show, Cindy. And we only have a limited amount of time because you're flying out very soon.
Yep. Tuesday.
But before we jump onto the show, Jolly, what's happening in the moto world?
Nako, napakadami iba. Umuulan pa rin ng mga events. So unang-una, yung ano, na-invite tayo last week. Kailan ba yun? Tama, last week, dun sa ating RSA bike night. Ata, 20th anniversary.
Uy.
Sa September 30.
Tapos, yeah, that's tomorrow.
Bukas.
We'll be there. Ano pa?
Tapos, syempre, Makina. Makina Moto Changi. Sa Circuit Makati. Tapos si Makina Moto Changi pala, may kasama siyang ano, bike show ulit pala. Na mga ano naman, puro mga underbone, mga bombahan paingayan ng mga motorcycles. So first yan, ever, na gagawin ni Zach. So interesting puntahan yan.
Yeah, I mean, so the Makina Moto Changi, lots of great deals, lots of shopping. Ako, when I can't ride, I buy, which means I buy a lot. on the flip side, mga kaibigan, mga katunay, iwasan nyo yung mga nagbabato ng mga t-shirt, yung mga ganon. Balita ko sa mga Makina events, mga doon sa mga ibang helmet brand, delikado.
Ah, ano yun iba? One time lang yun. Hindi na umaulit yun, sabi nila.
Hindi na mahulit yon. But yeah, doon lang kayo sa mga well-known helmets, mga Nolan, mga AGV, mga Nex, mga ano.
Oo, yung mga nabibili sa Moto Market, sa Ride Manila.
Ride Manila, Turatec. Oo, yun.
Yun, oo.
Oh, we're such horrible people, but at least hindi tayo nananakit ng tao. all right, what else? So I'm gonna try and swing by Makina. I'm definitely gonna go to the Atat Motorcycle Night. On in other news, mag-OFW na si Buck Pago.
Ayun. Oy, si Brando. Pra-rocket daw sa Makina Motorcycle.
Oh, si Brando magbebenta. Oh. Okay yan.
Ay, no, doon ka. Kita-kits, Brando, may tunay na rider discount yan, ha? Oh, nagtampo si Jolly na iiwanan
maunat,
tayo.
Maunat yan si Brando. Hindi yan nagbibigay ng discount. Bibigay niya sa iyo yung item pag nainis siya.
Ang ganun ba? So dapat tikunin natin dapat si Brando. Dapat inisin mo.
Oo.
Dapat budulin
Brando, niya. Raffle daw. Sabi ni Gino, may papa-raffle ka ba?
Oh, nawala si Jolly. Nainis.
So, si Jolly is out of town. He's gonna be dropping in and out. Or, gumaganti sa atin, Buck.
Oo.
Para ma-stress tayo. Alright.
Kukunwari na busy.
Or let's hop onto the show. Again, limited time because Cindy's got to pack. She's got to train. She's got to do all these other things. Thank you so much, Cindy, for being with us.
Thank you.
Paghahandaan pa niya yung jet lag eh.
Hindi ko pa nga na-check yung our time difference eh. Sobrang prepared.
Pa-shout out daw, Ma'am Cindy.
Oh, okay. Nanonood mga Lakwa Chicas in the show. They're tuning in. So, hello to everyone. Cheryl, who's there? Rhea and Morning, I think. Yeah. And then si Bex, ayan, nanonood from the comfort of his sofa. Yes. On his way to full recovery.
All right. Gino's asking kung may Horwin giveaway. Gino, yung papapremyo namin ngayon is 1 week with a Horwin e-scooter. Oh, you won last week. All right.
Tapos na.
Nanalo ka na, Gino. So Cindy, before we jump into you being the first female BMW GS Trophy Challenger contestant, participant, finalist, you beat out other people. How'd you get into motorcycles?
Actually, very recent lang into big bike. So I first learned, teka na po niyo. I first learned to ride back in 2011. I owned a Kymco Like. That was my first ever scooter. Absolutely enjoyed riding a Kymco, so I upgraded to a Vespa. It was my daily commuter to the office. And then didn't think about big bikes at the time. Didn't have friends who were riding big bikes then. And then nag-pandemic. Diba sa pandemic, daming bumili ng big bike para makalagalag. So it happened that some of my guy friends, they started buying big bikes. Ito yung mga naging ka-Vespa ko na. And then yun, I bought my first ever big bike, which was a RE, a Royal Enfield GT650.
Nice bike.
Yep, super loved the ride on that bike. From my friend who decided he was gonna stop riding muna. So second-hand bike, barely used. And then yun, I got introduced to a girl group. Shout out to Jamila who introduced me to Lakwa Chicas. And then yun, from there, parang I've just been in love with riding bikes.
Lakwa Chicas, I've heard of that group, I think.
Oh, si Jamila.
My wife's cousin is with Lakwa Chicas.
Sino to?
Oh, syempre, I dug my own hole, no? Fuck, ano ba? Okay, oh, syempre, live pa. No, but I would love to, ano, when you get back, baka we can have the Lakwa Chicas on also.
Of course. That's gonna be a very fun and rowdy event. We are one of the rowdiest bunch of people, but in a good way. So, game.
Yan. Okay, so what made you wanna get into riding?
I've always enjoyed the outdoors. So if I'm not riding, I'm actually in camping gear. I grew up in Subic Bay. So, alam niyo naman, Subic, beach, outdoors, mountains. So, Zambales. Yan talagang, ano namin, family trip, scuba diving. So, adding motorcycles there was like, matic. Hindi super fun two wheels kung saan saan nakakarating, kung saan saan bundok, Ilog. So, yun talaga. And di ba nung pandemic, parang there were a lot of places in the metro na hindi mapuntahan. And then, if you had the right reason, the checkpoints could let you through. No? So, may mga checkpoints kaming na nalagpasan. And then, yun, talagang... Nung una kasi scooter, commute-commute lang eh. It was just a way to get around and avoid traffic. But then the big bike, it wasn't as friendly sa traffic. Pero ang layo nung mararating nyo, you can really go to places we haven't been able to explore on four wheels. And it's that, siguro until today, yun ang masasabi ko that's been exciting me a lot. It's really exploring areas na I wouldn't have gone to if they were on four wheels. Pero sa motor, kaya.
Iba talaga if you grew up outside of the metro. Because honestly, riding in the metro is kind of crappy. Right? If I wanted to go to Tagaytay, I have to go through EDSA. You know what I mean? Yung parang iba kung nasa Subic ka na, and in every direction, you don't have to go through hell, diba?
Yep.
So that's a great place to start riding. Yep. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you got into, or I mean, you're a new rider. Like, I would never have imagined joining the BMW GS Trophy Challenge. And I've done the training with BMW. I've done, like, you know, and I've been riding forever. Parang, what made you decide? And how did you get to that point wherein, you know what? I'm a new rider. Screw it. I'll try.
Yes. So, una, mga road rides kami, di ba? In fact, last year, or early this year, I did my Ironman. I joined the Boss Ironman. Actually, when I started riding ng pandemic, shout out sa mga kaibigan ko kasama ko sa UCC. Sabi ko, bakit may mga sira ulo na mag-Ironman? Anong benefit niyan? Ano yung tutulog yan sa buhay natin? But that is pahirapan sa sarili natin. Cut to those same guys I saw in the Tugigaraw checkpoint. Una yung ride kasi ng road. Yun nga, malayo mararating, sightseeing, tapos makakapuwi agad, di ba? Home by lunch, home by four. So yung una, ganun yung mga rides ko. Medyo home by lunch, home by three, home by four. And then, nauso yung GS 850, di ba? Nagkaroon ng parang mass adoption sa the 750 40th anniversary. And the 850 came out na parang pang-enduro trail-ish, di ba? Adventure bike. Na kaya ng mga a little bit shorter guys and girls that aren't as confident yet. Dami kong kilalang bumili. So secretly, bumili ako ng 750 exclusive. Wala akong pinagsabihan except yung body ko sa Lakwa kasi bumili din siya. So minessage ko, sabi ko, don't tell anyone, I also placed an order. So una, road ni-ride namin yun. Tapos nakita ko, ni-research ko yung GS, ni-research ko sa YouTube yung mga rides ng mga GS. Tapos nakita ko, puro ano, off-road, mga fire roads, ganyan. So doon nag-start na nag-off-road ako. Tapos sakto, if you guys are familiar with Adventurer, that group, nag-open sila ng anniversary ride. Ay, natatandaan ko, nag-sign up ako kay Mel Makato. Tapos nilagay niya pa doon, boodle friendly, beginner, ganyan. Doon ko unang sinabak yung ano, GS ko. In fact, ano yan eh, weekend ride yon. Thursday, minessage ko si Bex, si Motobex. Sabi ko, Motobex, mag-off-road tayo kasi may ride ako sa weekend na off-road. Dinala niya ako sa Santa Ines. First ever river crossing ko, kasama ko si Catrice. Sobra ako nag-enjoy. So that just hyped me up for my big off-road ride, which was that weekend with the Adventurer. And actually, madami akong nakitang sumemplang during that ride. Now, how do I politely say it? Medyo contentious yung ride na yun. Maraming nangyaring masaya at hindi ganong masaya. May na-injure, ganyan. Pero dun ko nakita na sobrang taas ng energy at fun level ng off-road kumpara to road riding. Kasi yung road riding, predictable eh. It's the destination that you're looking forward to. Sa akin ah. Pero sa off-road, kasama yung journey papunta dun sa adventure, dun sa joy. So after nung ride na yon, hindi ko na mali sa isip ko yung off-road. Ano talaga, parang na-hook talaga. So kami ni Motobex, there was a guy. We didn't know his name, but we didn't know who he was, but his name was Buck Pago.
Ha? Huh? Sino yun?
May naging kaibigan kami, sabi niya, sabi ko, pwede ba namin i-check yung campsite nyo kasi magra-ride kami dyan. Pero pwede bang magpasama? Doon pinadala niya kasama namin, this guy named Bok Pago who showed up at 5:30 sa Shell. Di namin siya kilala, laki-laki ng dala niyang ATM. Kasi ko, oh, wow, okay to ha. Isa lang kasama natin. Tapos, tatlo kami eh. Sobrang enjoy ko dun sa ride na yon. Kasi papuntang Campwell yun eh. Tapos si Bok was really a good guy. He was teaching me things during the ride. Lalo kung naku...
Si Bok ang turo? Bagong buhay na pala.
Bok, naalala mo kasama natin si Rhea doon. Tapos pawis na pawis yung kilikili niya kasi nakikita niya yung GS ko tumatagilid. Tapos sinasalo natin. Tapos siya nakasigarin.
Teka, magdi-disclaimer muna ako ha. Hindi talaga ako mabait. Nagkataon lang na palaging English sila, so hindi na ako makaimik.
Tapos umulan. Tapos yung Motobex, umulan nun eh. Kaya sobrang dulas nun daan. Tapos naka-slicks pa ako nun, guys. Sobrang. Pero grabe, sobrang ako nag-enjoy. Pagdating namin sa Campwell, sabi ko, shucks, sobrang ganda dito. I'm sure marami pang lugar na pwedeng i-explore off-road. So from there, Bok, Mark Sung and I and a few other folks, parang we've created like a regular off-road ride na I actually look forward to a lot. So doon na, dire-diretso na, attending, kasi nga, tama si iba, medyo hindi naman ako batikang rider. So, si Mark Sung has played a really big role in upping my skill level. He always invites me to join him sa trainings. And then ako naman, talagang take advantage doon kasi, ano eh, alam ko, new rider lang ako.
Hi mga macho at sexy chismosa, ako nga pala si Makoy, ang inyong corporate slave.
At ako nga pala si Ingo, ang inyong corporate lucky.
Nabalitaan nyo na ba yung pinakabagong chismis? Nandito na kami ngayon sa Podcast Network Asia.
Oo nga, kaya samahan nyo kami sa longest.
Longest?
Running.
Ay, yung pinakamahaba?
Comedy podcast sa buong Pilipinas.
Di ba ba longest yung pinakamahaba?
Oo, pare, tayo yung pinakamahaba. Ang macho chismisa.
Dahil ang tunay na macho,
chismoso.
Pag longest ba, tayo rin yung pinakamatigas?
Okay. How many months from when you started riding to when you said, you know what, I'm gonna try this GS trophy thing?
I would say about maybe 9 to 10 months of consistent off-roading.
You're crazy. Grabe. That's inspiring and also crazy. You hear about this GS trophy thing, and maybe you can tell us about what GS trophy is for people who don't know.
Cool. So every 2 years, there's a competition globally called the GS Trophy. BMW teams around the world send participants to GS Trophy. And then basically, ito yung mga best of the best riders on their GS. And then they compete. No? So ito yung trophy talaga. Historically, I think some of our competitors that we've sent to Thailand for the Southeast Asia edition are si Coach Toto Villanueva, Derek Kitchon. If I'm not mistaken, si Vince Taglia, I think, was also part of it, but I may be mistaken. Don't quote me on that. And a few other people. Ngayon, itong pandemic kasi, hindi tayo nakapagpadala ng official delegates natin for the trophy to Thailand. Kasi, for many reasons, the pandemic, not enough preparation locally because of the logistics issues. So, to compensate and to keep with tradition na every other year nagpa-participate tayo with something like that, the folks at BMW Motorrad Philippines decided, sige, if we miss the trophy, let's do something else. And that's the Follow the Trails in Albania. So basically, itong ride na to, hindi na siya competition. So it's a very technical wreck. It's a very technical off-roading tour in Albania following the trails and the challenges that the competition had. Okay. So yun yung ano na. Now, in the Philippines, para medyo fair, ginawa ng Motorrad Philippines, ginawa nilang competition. Kaya siya naging GS Challenge Philippines to send the top 5 participants in the challenge. So, if you participated in the off-roading clinic and then you joined the qualifiers and the finals, the top 5 participants would be sent to the Follow the Trails Challenge in Albania.
So, a lot of people are probably drooling and are envious of the fact that, ano, how difficult were the qualifiers? What did you have to do?
I would say very difficult kasi kulere ako in my case, I do a lot of off-roading pero hindi naman namin ginagawa yung mga slow maneuver drills na yon much in the trail eh. Kumbaga yes, you do your counter weights, you do your technical riding on the pegs, you know, all of those things. Pero hindi namin consciously yon ginagawa sa trail, di ba? Pero doon sa qualifiers saka sa finals, very technical slow maneuvering drills talaga. And dahil hindi siya sa kalsada, may dagdag layer of difficulty siya. Kasi ginawa namin siya sa clean fuel motocross park sa may Tagaytay. So kung alam niyo yun, di ba, medyo baku-baku yun, maraming putek, madulas, kasi umulan din nun. Tapos dun mo gagawin yung slow maneuvering drills. Mga plank rides, one-legged slalom, you know, stuff like that. Na again, hindi naman natin regularly ginagawa sa ride, sa trail. So, medyo challenging, I would say. May mga times na parang pinanghinaan na ako ng loob. Especially nung maganda yung ranking ko nung first day, pero nung second day, medyo nung finals, pinanghinaan na ako kasi the first two challenges, di ko nagawa. Kasi nga sobrang dulas nung terrain. Pero in-enjoy ko na lang din kasi ang saya ng grupo, ang saya ng mga challenge, masaya sila Coach Toto and Coach Jacob. Ayun, nawalang Diyos from the afternoon onwards, from late morning to afternoon, medyo gumanda yung performance ko. Napasama ako sa top 5.
Wow! All right. The next, ipapasa ko na kay Jolly. Hopefully your internet is good because we're gonna talk about bikes and gear.
Ayun. So, ay, sakto. Maganda na yung internet. So, nakuwento mo, Cindy, nung una, no? Nagsimula ka sa RE650.
Mm-hmm. Yan
yung, yung una yung big bike. Parang medyo magkaliw naman yung RE dun sa GS. Paano ka napunta from a classic bike to an adventure bike?
Okay, okay. Interesting story. So, yan yung si Moto Connect, di ba? Si Rika. May isang ride na medyo pagod na si Madam, tas Vespa lang dala ko. Tapos si Rika naka GS 70th sa 40th edition noon. Niloko ko lang siya. Sa ano kami to? Sa Manila lang. Sabi ko, uy, paride naman ng GS mo. Biniro ko lang. I wasn't expecting that she would let me ride it for one stop to another. Sabi niya, okay, sige, here. I was like, are you serious? Oh, sige, ride mo lang. Akin na yung Vespa mo. And I got to ride the 40th edition na GS750. Tapos, dude, sobrang sarap. As in, how is this a bike? Like, hindi mo maramdaman masyado yung lubang. Very maneuver. Very responsive. So, medyo naglaway na ako. Pero kasi mahal yung 40th anniversary, eh, di ba? So, sabi ko, shucks, pagka may lumabas na medyo pasok sa banga yung budget, I'll see if I can grab one. Eh, sakto, nag-release nga nung parang edition na mas mura ng konti than what they were going for. Kaya yun, lumabas yung version na medyo affordable. Place an order. Kasi nga, nag-enjoy talaga ako dun sa ride go with Moto Connect GS 750 40th edition. So that's how I ended up with the GS. I still have both. Ah. Both bikes are still in the ano.
In the future, nakikita mo ba yung sarili mo na mag-upgrade? Like, para sa'yo, worth it pa ba mag-upgrade? Like mag-1200 or 1250? Or para sa'yo, para sakto na sa'yo yung ganong klaseng middleweight na adventure bike?
Gusto ko i-keep ito kasi ito parang big bike pero medyo nimble pa siya eh. For me, medyo nimble pa siya compared to a 1250. Pero...
Na-add to cart na daw yung 1250 ah. Sabi ni Dad Mo.
May utang ako kay ano eh, kay Archie na 1250.
Wala, sold na yun. Sold na yun
eh. Ayun na nga eh. Ano, pero gusto ko din ang 1250 kasi nga nasubukan ko siya. Grabe, sobra yung okay yung power, yung response niya, better than what I have now. Pero may binabagayan din siyang terrain. Hindi siya, kasi minsan yung mga ride namin ni Buck, yung parang gusto mong lunurin si Buck eh. So, so yun, hindi ako kasing ano eh, crazy ni Mark na yung 1250 yung dadalhin. So yung mga ganong ride, yan pwede yung GS750. Or itong katatapos lang na training with Jarvis, no? Care of the Enduro Factory and the FJ Motorlife.
Nag-date daw kayo niya, no? Classmate kayo ni Brando, sabi niya.
Ayan. Very good. Yes, sir.
Classmate.
Ayan. So, yung training namin with Jarvis, na-open din yung eyes ko sa, ano eh, sa power ng mga production trail bikes, yung mga enduro bikes. So medyo parang napaisip na parang ganda magkaroon ng ganito ha, pang mga very hard trails. No? So hindi ko pa alam sir kung anong upgrade but definitely dadami po yung bike natin.
Dadami pa yung bike. Nako!
Dadami pa yung bike. Yeah,
dadamay ka ni Mark Song. Yan ang problema kung kasama mo si Mark Song.
Tinan mo si Ibo kapili.
Budol na sa trail, budol pa sa bike.
Budol ka sa
lahat. Lason yun, lason. Mark Song mo nakikinig ka. Lason ka, pre.
Sinama lang si Ibo sa Paranaque. Pag uwi, may ano na eh, may KTM na eh.
I got Vince's KTM. But no, I can relate. Because I had a Sportster 1200. And that was the kind of bike we're in. Ramdam mo lahat. Rigid yun eh. Like, kung may speed bump, magdadasal ka na hindi sasayad. And when you brake, you use both brakes. Kasi one brake won't be able to stop it. And medyo gaganon konti. Mapifishtail konti. And then may nagpahiram sa akin ng 650 GS. Binibenta niya. And then I tried it and sabi ko, pucha, ganito pala yung motor, hindi ka mamamatay.
Like, first time yung iba nakasubok ng motor na di siya gusto patayin.
Oo, may suspension, ang sarap, komportable. After you get off the bike, hindi masakit katawan mo. And then after that, I had multiple predecessors of your bike. I had multiple 650s hanggang yung 650 Dakar. Even the TR650 na Husqvarna is basically part of that lineage. Kamag-anak yan eh. So gets.
Uy, Cindy, nabanggit po pala na yung 1250 parang yung nga may binabagayan na rider, diba? Tsaka yung terrain. Kasi marami talagang taong ano eh. Talagang bucket list magkaroon ng litter bike na adventure, diba? Mm-hmm. Ano bang payong mabibigay mo sa isang tao na parang sasabihin na parang, uy, gusto ko ng adventure bike?
Payo. Number one, parati ko siya sabi, mag-endeavor tayo na kung meron tayong adventure bike, eh yung kaya nating itayo. ang dami kong kilala na bumibili ng 1250, pero pag matumba sa off-road, which is expected actually, kailangan tatlong katulong niya magbuhat ng ano kasi hindi niya kaya. And you know, I mean, this is a personal opinion of mine kasi nangyari sa trail, nahihiya ako magpabuhat masyado ng motor. Kasi alam ko pagod din yung ibang tao. Eh. So hanggat maaari, kailangan sanayin ko yung sarili ko itayo yung bike. And one of the drills that we actually learned during the BMW training saka dun sa qualifiers is yung talagang maneuvering your bike on your own. Na kung matumba man, itayo mo siya mag-isa. So yun yung una. Tsaka I think ano eh, merong stigma ang adventure bikes na especially the 1250, may going joke tayo na pang Starbucks na malayo lang siya, di ba? Pero I beg to disagree. I've seen enough GS in the mud, in the sand, in the trail. Kaya nung bike, it's really the rider. So, kung gusto natin ng GS at gusto natin, okay, gusto natin ng adventure bike, huwag tayong matakot na isabak siya doon sa adventure na dinestin naman siya or dinesign siya I think yung fear ng mga tao largely is coming from their inexperience, which again, understandable. And marami tayong training and beginner-friendly off-roads na pwedeng puntahan yan. Ayan, yun ang mga ano ko. At saka girls can do adventure bike. I mean, if you look at the La Cochicas, half of us are in adventure bikes or maybe even more than half. No, so ayun, gaya ng sinabi ni Iba, the suspension is great, the response is great, it's very controllable. So girls, let's go. Let's get
si
on
those. Diba? Si Jocelyn Snow ba 'yon?
Correct, 'di ba?
1250 unlit na tao noon.
Correct. She's what, 5'3", 5'2", I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Si Cindy ang next na Jocelyn Snow.
Yan ang dream ko, pre. I mean, I'm putting it out there para maging personal goal. Pero yan ang goal ko na maging first AT rider from the Philippines that will actually compete in the World Finals ng GS Trophy. So, hopefully, in God's time.
All right. Ako na lang magtatanong.
Sandali, bago ka magtanong, may mga pictures ka na i-share, di ba? Kasi iiwanan tayo ni Buck eh, mag-OFW eh.
Itatanong ko kay Cindy, paano ka nagpe-prepare ngayon para dun sa biyahe mo papuntang Albania. Tunay na lugar yan, ha? Tunay na lugar yung Albania.
Yung actual riding, medyo nalimitahan tayo ng very slight kasi busy talaga sobra dahil nga matagal mawawala. So, puro work. Pero, regularly tayo nasa gym. So, regularly I work out. I do a lot of strength training and cardio training kasi medyo alamin, I'm sure you guys can relate. Diba pag nasa trail, nakakapagod ka, nakakahingal. Especially kung may tumba. Diba nakakaubos hangin siya. And then kung hindi ka sanay sa bike mo, medyo i-istorbo ka ng ibang rider na busy din sa pinagdadaanan nila para tulungan ka. So yun yung isa sa mga consistent, kahit na nagiging busy ako sa work, ginagawa ko. And then thankfully, merong inorganize yung group namin for the Albania trip. This Saturday, meron kaming off-road trail ride and additional skills training on sand this Saturday. So again, dagdag preparation yon. Pero at the same time, awa ng Diyos kasi yung lifestyle ko, very outdoor eh. And I've had enough saddle time this past couple of months na off-road talaga. Ilang balik sa Mapanuepe, ilang balik sa, you know, Sierra Madre, B1, kung ano-anong ruta dyan. Minsan ako din nagulat kasi parang, uy, single track papunta sa Putek at Tubig. Ba't natin dala yung GS dito? But, you know, nakasurvive. Tapos pagkadulo, parang, uy, shucks, nalagpasan ko yun. Tapos buhay pa ako. So, I think okay naman yun. But I wish I had more saddle time this week and last week. No? But yun nga, medyo cramped na sa work. Eh, so, di nakaride masyado.
So, yung ano, yung mga dadalin mo sa ano, dadalin mo sa Albania.
Ayan, ready ka na? Yan ang masasabi ko sa brown kinakabahan. Kasi pag nandun na, hindi pwede sabihin, uy, Bak or Iba, pahiram naman ng ganito mo, di ba? So, definitely, ano, ang bawal mawala, obviously, yung helmet natin at saka yung off-road boots ko to make sure di masira yung paa ko. But itong recent, ano ko, recent addition to sa gear ko is yung knee brace. So, in one of our rides kasi off-road, sand, medyo pagod na ako, na-fishtail yung bike and instead of letting the bike go on its own, di ako agad nakakalas dun sa bike. Medyo nagka-partial MCL tear ako. Thankfully, because of my strengthening, because of my conditioning coach, medyo na-remedyohan ka agad. In 2 weeks time, nakaride na ulit ako and could lift and squat. Pero, ayoko na ulit mangyari yon. Eh, yung araw na yun, di ako naka-knee brace. Wala pa akong knee brace noon. So, natutunan ko na okay talaga yung may knee brace, especially for the riding that we do. So, yun. Tsaka, maganda weather ngayon sa Albania. 16 to 24 degrees yung forecast, Celsius. So, medyo bagyo weather. So, makakapagdala tayo ng tamang jacket na may elbow pads, chest pro at saka ano, back padding. And then yung ever so reliable hydration na climb.
Yun. Di ba parang nasabi mo nga nakakaba na baka may mga maiwanan kang gears. Alam mo kung saan lugar ka matutulungan pag dating sa mga ganyan.
Parang alam ko rin siya sabi mo eh, pero ba't di mo
saan?
Nako, tatago natin sa pangalang Ride Manila.
Sana may paano eh, no? May pa-discount.
Pakita natin yung ano, meron silang pinadala na gear bag. Kumpleto ang ano niyan, mala ipapasok mo diyan kasi 120 liters ang capacity niyan.
Grabe.
Kuya Bak, nagbagong buhay ka talaga. Kompleto ka ng gear, ha?
Eh, safety is the first policy.
Anak, sino ka? Fake pagod talaga yan.
Anong ginawa mo sa totoong Bak?
Oo nga.
Kaya nga fake pagod, ano ba?
And mukhang ano? Ano yung gear mo, Bak? Gyrn?
Day, at saka ang maganda dito sa Ride Manila pag nandun ka, di ba? So, meron ka ng bag. May isip mo, ay naku, kulang. Wala pala akong ano, helmet. Meron silang helmet dun. Lahat ng kailangan mo nandun.
Super complete dun. Dun ko binili lahat ng karto ko eh.
Oh, di ba? Convenient talaga. Ang babait pa ng mga tao, ang gugwapo pa.
Tama. Agree ako dyan. Shout out sa kanila.
So kung gusto niyo mag-sponsor Ride Manila,
pwede rin. Alam niyo kung saan kami hahanapin.
hindi pa nga nagsusponsor yung Ride Manila sa atin. Benta-benta na kay Bak eh. Pero okay, admittedly, admittedly.
Ang dami mo na rin nabili dyan, iba, di ba?
Ang dami ko na rin nabili. And also, I mean, they're huge supporters of the show. And sobrang gandang deal na binigay ni Finn sa akin sa motor niya. So, medyo ganun rin. Ang gwapo talaga ng Ride Manila people.
Oh. So, Cindy, kung yung mga gamit ka pang wala pa, malamang sa malamang meron sa Ride Manila yan.
Yes, yes, yes. Makati
double branch. Check mo.
Yes, yes, yes. Love that place. Sige, definitely. May message ko din sila, boss, na pupunta ako. Malay mo, tulad mo, meron din silang ano, sponsor nila ako, parang kayo, di ba? Oo, yate masabi.
Siyempre.
Hindi official sponsor, pero best friends. Yes. No, but I mean, Buck, question, ba't may bagahe ka? Ba't parang nakapak ka?
Naku, parang aalis yata ako, hindi ko alam eh. Pupunta yun yata ako ng Europe.
Makalbinya ka pa?
Sa Tuesday. Sa Alemanya. Yun ba yung ano? Yun ba yung Tagalog nung ano? Di ba? Alemanya.
Alemanya. Oo, Alemanya.
Hindi La Germania.
Hindi, hindi.
Ang La Germania, ano yun? Ironically, gawa sa Italy yata yung mga La Germania.
Talaga?
La Germania. So, meron tayo doon gagawin. Papakita natin next week. Magre-report ako galing doon.
Nax naman. Parang inaano, parang sinastalk mo yata si Cindy, ah.
Sabihin ko pa lang eh, hindi nyo matantanan ni Mark sa budol ba yan? Nandila kayo, nandito na rin kayo sa iyo.
Kwento ko lang, sabi mo na yung stalk. Nung ano, nung GS Trophy dito sa Pilipinas, dun sa, ano yun, sa Tagaytay, sa Clean Fuel Racetrack, di alam nila Cindy, nandun kami sa taas, di kami nagpapaalam. Sinisigawan namin siya ng ano, Happy Birthday, Cindy!
Kaya, hindi nakatapos yung birthday niya talaga. Hindi nakatapos yun ang challenge, nadidistract sa inyo.
Hindi, so, ano yan, sobrang thankful ko nga nandun sila eh. Kasi, ano eh, sinasabi nila, bayang banu mo.
Morang support yun.
Speaking of, nandyan si Vince, no? Sabi niya, vlogger, bak, kapal ha, hiningi mo ba yun, mga gamit? Ha?
Kakapalan mo rin lang naman mo ka, kapalan mo na.
Ano sabi mo, bak, Vince, vlogger ako.
Uy, vlogger ako, pahingi ng gamit.
Kalabit pahingi.
Parang ng demo unit the bag.
Mablog ko sa Alemania.
Okay. Wala ako.
Siguraduhin mo, ano, fake pago, mag-vlog ka sa Alemania.
Siguraduhin mo may ano, at least 5 views.
May apat na.
Ano, may nagsasa silang daw, hindi Tagaytay. Tama naman po.
Sa silang Cavite.
Tama, tama. I stand corrected. Ayan. Ayan.
Hello, people of the earth. This is Red, host of Bago Matulog with Red Olguero, wherein I don't use this voice. It's actually a late night show podcast. My guests are people who are very passionate about what they do, and we talk about that. So check it out on Spotify or wherever you hear your podcasts. Just search Bago Matulog with Red Olguero.
So going back to ano, yung GS, ilan araw yun?
So we arrived there on the... So we arrived there on the 5th. So they give you the bike. Based sa pagkakaintindi ko sa limited information na meron kami, kasi some of the info sa Sabado pa namin makakuha. Pero on the day briefing...
So may mga secret, may mga surprise. They don't give you the itinerary. Parang show up ka lang.
Yeah. On the 5th, we get the bike, which is a GS1250 ruta, no? And I think yung mga stops. Hindi pa ako sure dun sa lodging setup eh. Kasi parang may mga tent ako nakikita sa setup ng GS Trophy. So hindi ako magulat kung magte-tent kami in some of the stops. Which is fun for me kasi as a camper, I enjoy naman setting up and breaking camp. Tapos hanggang 11 or 12 ang riding. So I think we will cover under 2,000 kilometers of off-road and some technical riding.
You have an 850. No?
I have a GS750 exclusive.
750. Yeah. You don't have much experience with the 1250. Is that going to be a challenge?
Yes and no. Kasi, so nakahiram actually ako ng 1250 sa the generosity of the RSA Libis people. They lent me a 1250. Pero sobrang nakakatawa kasi nawala ko yung susi habang gamit ko. So, i-return nila yung 1250. Oo. Oh, sobrang tawang-tawa kaming lahat. Party, naiyak ako kasi never pa ako nakawala ng susi. Then yung loaner bike pa yung naiwala ko yung susi. Pero, ang masasabi ko sa totoo lang, mas nadalian ako sa 1250. Kasi, dahil medyo the center of gravity sits low to the ground, it was so easy to maneuver on it, yung mga handle lock stuff. Yung 850, 750 kasi medyo top heavy eh, kung natry nyo na, di ba? Medyo the moment na tumilt siya more than you can counterweight, dapa talaga siya. Eh yung 1250, actually sarap eh, kahit bitawan mo, umaandar eh. Mas kinabahan pa ako dun sa yung cruise control. Kasi hinahabol niya yung speed na sinet mo sa cruise control. Gawagin ako. But, I don't think it's going to be a problem. Baka doon sa weight no, ng bike, syempre significantly heavier yung...
I second the motion.
Arguably, I dropped my 1200 GS before and sa fire road, pababa, paganon, and I was like, oh, crap, if I drop it, hindi ko mabubuhat. Pero when it falls, it doesn't fall like that. It falls like ganyan lang. So you're just like, kayang-kaya to.
Oo, totoo. Kasi boxer engine din, diba?
Yung sa akin, iba, natumba ako dun sa GS ko sa lahar. Tapos yung cylinder bumaon sa buhangin.
Yun ang mahirap.
Ay, iba yun.
Apat na kami bumubuhat parang natanim.
Correct. May mga kaibigan ako na nagpunta ng Mapanuepe. Di ko alam ba't yung rutang pinili nila, yung pang 4x4 na ruta. No, ayun, naglubugan yung mga 1250. May at least may dalang pala.
May dalang pala.
Tama naman, di ba? Hukayin mo na yung saan na stock. Actually, yung iba tinutumba, tapos di ba yung i-jimmy yung bike para makalabas dun sa buta. So, ayun din pala, yung mga adventure bike, they can take the beating eh, di ba? So, yung iba kasi ayaw magasgas, ayaw, binibila ng crash card, pero minsan di makatikim ng crash.
I can attest to that since Mr. Tagle is requesting for me to speak in English. We've been training with Toto Villanueva with different kinds of motorbikes. And the GS, surprisingly, it's very friendly user among all the ADV bikes.
Bak, parang may nosebleed.
Alam mo, hindi ko aakalain sasabihin ni Bak yun. Yung kakasabi lang niya buong buhay ko.
Siyempre! Baka nakikinig si Archie eh. Magmi-meeting pa naman tayo this week.
Pinakain tayo. And we threw a party for like 100 people, man.
Ay, send mo yun, Bianca, ha? Tapos padala mo kay Archie.
Pinapitin mo tayo sa tech rehearsal. I agree with
Buck. It's confidence inspiring. Because it's very big, the size of it. Pero once na sinakyan mo na, ito pala yung sinasabi nilang bakit komportable ang GS.
Yep.
Diba?
You know what's funny? Feeling ko jolly, Cindy, na nag-apply si Buck ng visa, ganyan siya magsalita sa consulate. You know.
Ano pa kasi sa Alemanya, di ba? Doon yung main office nung GS. Baka dinescribe pa niya, I really like GS.
Salute.
Ngayon. Pero seryoso yung sa Albania. Kasi alam ko, di ba yun yung yung sa Florante at Laura?
Hindi! Ano ka ba?
Albania yung sa Florante at Laura. Kaya nagulat ako na lugar talaga siya talaga.
Prinsipe siya. Tama ba yun? Prinsipe siya sa Albania. Tama.
Albania eh. Correct. In all fairness, parang namang may mga spots sa Albania na very, hidden gems, ganyan, very, maganda talaga.
Hindi, ang original Kingdom of Verbania.
Okay, before we go into Clarante and Laura and a critical discussion about this Filipino masterpiece, I want to ask. You know, our last show, we had Sila Vince on and Sila Brando and the Enduro Factory guys. And I think it was Vince who said, noon nakatikim siya ng off-road, parang ganun din, Cindy, yung nangyari sa kanya. Pinag-inipan niya, yung noon nakatry siya ng enduro, parang hindi siya ano, parang during the week, yun lang iniisip niya. When I went off-road with Buck and ano, ganun din, pinag-inipan ko rin. Pero it was a fucking nightmare.
Hindi siya dream. Hindi siya dream.
Ayaw ko na.
Maraming can relate yan.
Now here's, you know, I was thinking, and I didn't bring this up last show that I wanted to. And may reason na may budol. And it's really to help you become a better writer. Because may studies on how people learn and how they absorb information and skills and knowledge. And the best way really to learn is through high stress, not high stress, through stress and actual pain. That's how we're wired to learn. So yung budol na yan,
may science pala yan.
Nandun para tulungan ka gumaling.
Psychology. So ethical lang ano? Ethical pala ang budol? Hindi dahil gusto ko pagtripa ng
makilig. Maging
better person.
May ethical. Meron ethical. Meron ethical. Meron din unethical.
Oh, meron din sadista. Meron din sadista na budol. And meron din ano, yung mabait na budol. Kaya yan, matututo yan.
Oh, okay lang naman na sadistang budol. Basta consensual.
Tama, walang pilitan. Diba? Tama, no?
Walang pilitan.
Tulungan. Yun ako, yun ang isa sa pinaka favorite part ko. I remember we did a Tay Santo Rosario ride na sa looban ng bundok. Very, very challenging ride. Tapos umulan sa loob. E tatlo lang kami. Ako, si Gerb, at saka si Eric, who's an ex-Navy SEAL. Sobrang challenging talaga nung... Ay, apat pala kami, si Miguel. Sobrang challenging nung ride talaga. As in, dapat in and out kami doon in 10 hours. Pero inabot na kami ng 10 hours. We haven't even reached the half, which is yung falls na gusto na yung puntahan. Pero ang galing, yung talagang tulungan na kahit na parang ba't ba natin to ginagawa. Yung lalim ng putik, tumatayo yung mga adventure bike nang walang ka-sidestand. Pero ang saya nung tulungan, saya nung parang magdi-discuss pa nung diskarte dito, yung linya. And then pagpalpak, tatawa lang. Tapos yung next one, eh matututo na from the mistake nung una. Sobrang enjoy. Actually, yun yung ano, yun yung pinaka-enjoyable part for me, yung camaraderie.
I'm sorry, no. Nope.
May trauma tong si Iba.
Kaya yeah. Ano eh, nung nakita nila yung sinasend nila yung mga video, nag-offroad sila kasama si Iba. Dali, tara, ikaw naman, sama ka. Hindi, okay na ako.
Hindi, kayo na lang, antayin ko kayo sa ano, lunch area.
No, but seriously, I am envious. I do want to, at some point, ride again with Sila Buck. Maybe when they get back from wherever it is they're going. Kasi super secret eh. Hindi ko alam, hindi nila kinikwento, bawal daw sabihin. Pero baka next week we'll have a little bit more, a better idea of what they're doing. But yeah, as we come up on the hour, I want to ask what we always ask all of our first-time guests dito sa Tunay na Rider. What is your definition of Tunay na Rider? What is a Tunay na Rider for you?
I think yung Tunay na Rider is one who rides their motorcycle para sa pangsariling joy and happiness nila. I think medyo, if you're a rider and you're just riding to show off that you have a bike or to parang ano, keep up appearances, medyo I would feel bad for you kasi hindi mo na get yung maximum joy from riding. And it doesn't matter kung road ride man yan or off-road, kung yun yung trip mo. If you're riding for what your trip is, tunay na rider ka para sa akin.
Yon. Awesome. I agree. There's something about riding that parang hindi mo kailangan mag-meditate. Hindi mo, I mean, generally, except for maybe Alvin D., almost all riders I've met are happy people. You know what I mean? Yung parang...
Na-mute ka, fake pago.
Bakit except si Alvin D?
Kasi si Alvin is happy when he's angry eh. Pinapagalitan ka. Doon yung happiness niya eh.
Wala na mo kay pantol.
Oh, yung mga ganon. But,
I agree.
There's something about, and lalo na adventure riders, diba? They're the quickest to smile. Yung mga enduro, yung mga off-road. Parang you're more accepting. You don't, mm-hmm. you realize you can't impose and control everything. And you just kind of flow.
Totoo. Lalo iba sa off-road. Kaya talagang looking forward ako mag-off-road tayo.
Lumalabas talaga yung totoong ugali ng tao eh. Pag under stress.
Hindi iba. No.
Nah. Pero when Buck and Mark comes back, I really wanna know. And I'm gonna do another session with Coach Toto and Coach Joey. Nandito si Coach Joey.
Yes,
when Coach Buck Joey. And Mark come back.
Magro-road riding pa tayo with Coach Joey. Pero, before natin gawin yung mga ride na yan, kailangan natin pumunta ng Ride Manila.
Oh, para makagamit tayo ng tama at kalidad ng motorcycle gears.
Tsaka Buck, feeling ko na, no? The reason why, Vince, actually, I don't think Buck should speak in English. Kasi pag naintindihan siya ng mga brands, pag naintindihan siya ng mga kliga, mawawala yan sa inyo eh.
Oh no, I'm not that kind of person, Iba. Trust me.
Alright.
Yung pagkakasabi mo ng trust me, nakaka-distrust na agad.
Cindy, Cindy, is there anything you wanna share with our puro mga tropa natin to eh before we wrap up? Oh yun, nandiyan na si Mark Song.
Hindi na abutan yung trash talk natin sa kanya, kasalanan niya lahat yan. Words of wisdom.
Sobrang budol.
Ako talaga, I really highly encourage everyone kung gusto nyong itry ang off-roading, maraming ways na hindi kayo matotrauma na mag-ride, no? So, pumili kayo ng kasama nyong bubudol sa inyo. O, yan. Unang-una, wag si Buck Pago. Ayan na, may clue. Tapos ano, ride lang, huwag kayong matakot. Kasi yung pagbagsak, yung pagsemplang, part naman yan eh. With the right protection, right gear, and obviously right skills and training, walang mangyayari sa inyong will prevent you from riding again. No? So, really highly encourage people to try off-road. Actually, sa La Cochicas, isa rin to sa mga talagang pinopromote ko yung master your ride, your bike, different terrains, no, including off-road. Yun, and then, siguro, ano, enjoy lang natin yung pagra-ride. Huwag tayo maging toxic. I super agree with Iba eh, na pag nagra-ride tayo, nakaka-meditate tayo, nawawala yung mga, pansamantala, nawawala yung mga problema kasi yung focus mo lang is yung ride mo. Super agree ako dyan. So, kung may mga nag-iisip mag-ride, nanonood nito, huwag na kayo mag-hesitate. Ride na.
Yun. Alright, Jolly, Buck, anything else?
Nothing else, Mr. Iba.
Nothing else matters.
I am fine, Mr. Bernardo.
Nothing else the mattress.
Oh, Mark, when you guys get back now, have any Mark Song, sorry, Cindy.
Yes.
We'll do all female training pagbalik namin.
All right. Ito na naman tayo sa budol. Alam, commercial, mabilis lang. So, ando kami sa Campwell, I was enjoying my 7.50. Biglang sabi niya na ni Mark Song, bili mo na yung ano, 12.50 ni Sid, madalaso. Binibenta niya, hindi mo kausapin ko para maganda yung terms mo.
O, kunin mo na daw.
Sabi ko, friend ko din si Sid, okay lang, huwag mo na siyang kausapin, huwag siyang gambalain, okay na ako.
Hindi, tanggapin mo yung offer ni Mark. Makaling talaga mag-negotiate yan. Agree. Wala naman mawawala. Oo, take him up on that next offer.
Next year.
Ako, pumunta ako pa rin niya. Wala akong balak bumili ng motor. Pag uwi ko, naka 790 na
ako. Bago ka na, di ba?
Di ba? So, game, okay lang yun. And on that note, good luck, Cindy. I'm sure you're gonna have a blast. It's gonna be awesome. And please keep us updated. can we follow you online? Can we check you out? And then when you get back, please come back on the show and share your experience.
Yep. Yes, follow nyo ako sa Instagram, Cindy Burdett. Yan din yung name ko naman sa Instagram. Tsaka sa, feel free to follow or add me on Facebook. And then, ano ko yan? Ano yan iba? I wanna record a lot of our riding sa Albania para I can share the beauty of Albania and then, you know, somebody like
me. Palabas natin next week.
Hindi, ikaw yung topic next week eh.
All right. So next month, you know, it's October na. We're going to have an event someplace, somewhere, sometime. We'll tell you when we figure it out. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.